De acuerdo.
Thank you. A very good afternoon. And thank you for the invitation. I represent the Internal Revenue Service of Ecuador. And in this panel, I'm going to talk about tax aspects in the mining sector. So a brief introduction on the importance of the extractive sector in my country. We have 17 million inhabitants and 256,000 kilometers. The main industry is natural resources, and historically, this contributed significantly to our country's development. Exports of various fruits and export of copper ore. These were high in the exports, as was oil and non-traditional exports. It's 83.6% the extractive center, sector in GDP, which shows the exponential growth of the industry in Ecuador. The mining industry is a catalyzer for our economy, creating direct employment and indirect employment. 38,300 jobs at this time. And it involves various services also for local communities. But it's the tax aspect that we're going to talk about, and that's 251 to 254, some $10,000 million with a tax pressure of between 5 and 9%. What's interesting in this data is that 70% of the figures are in two companies whose investment are Chinese and Canadian, respectively. And this started some 8 years ago. Clearly, Ecuador has had a number of incentives. The industry has tax burdens. It pays for mining patents, permits, and it pays royalties on income and on utilities, as well as traditional taxes. All of these are some 4% of the total taxation for the country, and our government has been implementing public policy for the mining sector, encouraging investment in our country to make it more attractive, reducing the tax burden for this type of business through the Organic Production and Trade Code. It establishes stability clauses which guarantee mining enterprises the necessary tax and regulatory conditions through an investment agreement which allows stability within the year of the signature of the contract. This, some years ago, led to a 22% tax rate for companies. Today, it's now some 25%. And the added value tax is 12% for transfer of goods and services, where now in the country it's approximately 50%. And the extractive industry is the only one which has reduction of taxes. There are also exemptions for import of machinery and equipment, and there are some additional deductions for exploitation costs.
Incentivos fiscales.
These tax incentives seek to generate agreements which will provide benefits for both the investors and the Ecuadorian state. They strive to ensure stability and provide a guarantee to retain certain conditions which could be attractive for the investors. They will have clear rules over the short, medium and long